Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I love that part of that song. That's from Van Halen. I think the title of that song is When It's Love. Isn't that right? I love that. That's one of my favorite parts of... Well, I like the jump part. I like Jump, that song from Van Halen. I like the opening part of that too. But good band, Van Halen. Welcome back. 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning some tunes. Spinning some platters. And those of you who don't know what platters are, that's what music used to come on. And we're at Rockin' and Rollin' here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, broadcasting live from the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention in Louisville, Kentucky. And I love doing this. I love being with chamber people. I love chamber people. I love chamber executives. I love members of chambers of commerce, most of whom are small business owners. So that makes it easy for me, right? Chambers of commerce, folks. By the way, let me give you fair warning. I'm going to be talking about chambers this segment in the next half hour. Roy Williams is the president of the Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce. He's going to be right here. The convention is going to be in his neighborhood next year. And so I'm going to be talking about chambers the rest of this hour. And I'm going to be talking about chambers some tomorrow. At least a couple of segments tomorrow. A couple of interviews tomorrow is going to be on chambers. It looks like we're going to get... a chamber president from Cork, Ireland, County Cork, Ireland, on the show tomorrow. And some other folks. Chris Williams has got a new book out on chambers that he's working on, I should say, a new book on chambers, the history of chambers. So why do I care so much about chambers? Here's why I care about chambers. Perhaps you've heard me say this before. Chambers of commerce have a unique ability in a community because they have members. A Chamber of Commerce has membership from every sector in the community. They certainly have business members. They have education members. Chambers have healthcare members. Industry, big industry, those members are there. The financial industry, bankers are there. The medical, did I say that? The healthcare, all those, every sector, education is represented. In as membership in Chambers of Commerce. So if I miss one, forgive me, but they're there. Just trust me, they're represented. Independents, retired people will join Chambers of Commerce just so they can volunteer and contribute to what's going on in the community. So why does that make the Chamber of Commerce unique? Well, look who the membership is. Look at any of the membership of any of those other sectors. Of their groups, of their local groups, when they get together, education, whoever, look at their membership and find a more diverse group or as diverse a group of members as you've got in a Chamber of Commerce. You won't find it. It's not there. It doesn't happen. So that means when something really absolutely positively must get done in a community with as much bipartisanship, with as much congeniality, as much ability to work together and to make it happen and cut across all of the boundaries, cut through all of the firewalls, people are less likely to put their shields up in a chamber committee than they are in any other setting. So if you really want to get things done in a community, give it to the chamber. Let the Chamber of Commerce work on it. In fact, more than likely, if there's something really important being done in the community, the chamber probably started it. Now, here's the thing. You might not know that because the chamber might have got the idea started. Members of the chamber, volunteers like me, like I've been since 1977 with my chamber, either volunteers like me or professionals like the people who are here at this ACCE convention, maybe a Chamber of Commerce, a person, a volunteer or otherwise, got the idea rolling and then gave it to another sector. But I promise you, the local Chamber of Commerce, will not be very far off from whatever important is happening in your community. So now I come back. This leads me straight back to your involvement. I've had a lot of people say to me, you know, what's the Chamber of Commerce ever done for me? Well, let me tell you something, my friends. The answer to that is more than you know. Not just a lot, but more than you know. Tomorrow, when Chris Mead is on the show and he talks about his book on the history of chambers, you're going to be amazed at some of the things that America has today that we could not do without, that started with an idea from a Chamber of Commerce 150 years ago or 180 years ago or 100 years ago. You're going to be amazed at what chambers have done. And so your local chamber is going to ask you for $200, $225, $250. They're going to ask you for that much money a year to be a member. But guess what? You're not joining their group, their organization. You're joining your organization. Whenever somebody says to me, what's the Chamber of Commerce done for me? You know what I tell them? I say, you are the chamber. So when you ask me that question, I'm going to ask you, what have you done for yourself? And in my opinion, there is no better investment that a small business owner can make of their money and their time than to join the local Chamber of Commerce, continue to pay your dues, and continue to volunteer and support what that community does. It's very powerful, and you need to be represented there. Please, if you ever took any advice from Jim Blasingame, take this advice from me. Join your local Chamber of Commerce. When you do, your community and your city and your state and our nation will be the better for it. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.